Welcome to Joke Baby, the podcast where you get a behind-the-look glimpse of two comics hanging out. We go over stuff we've been working on, try to give each other confidence to take it on stage. We also take suggestions from the viewers, try to see if it sparks something that we can think of a story that we could use on stage or a joke. And we just kind of hang out and swap stories and see if it sparks something.
We're coming up with jokes, right, baby. Hit me with it.
So basically, it would be like, either I would say like anyone in the audience prefer to be on bottom during sex, or I could be like, I like to be on bottom during sex, not because I'm, you know, out of shape or anything, but because I'm too afraid that my dandruff will get in their eyes if I'm on top. Yeah, it's pretty bad afterwards. You look like a victim of Pompeii.
I can. But then when I'm on bottom, there's a chance she gets my baby powder in her hair too. Because I chafe.
Yeah, I prefer to be on bottom during sex. Not because I'm like out of shape or I'm lazy, it's just because I'm afraid my dandruff will fall in their eyes if I'm on top. Look like a victim of Pompeii afterward.
And we're off. God,
we're back.
We've never been more back.
And we're back. Yeah, other than that, I haven't thought of anything. I thought of one disgusting joke. You know how when you fart and you poop a little bit in your pants, you call it a shart?
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes you like throw up in your mouth a little bit?
Yeah.
Call it a mouth shart.
Throw up mouth.
Yikes.
Vomit. Vomit. Vomouth. Vom. Vom shit.
Vom shit. That's when you poop so hard. You throw up. Oh, God. That's no good.
You know how when you fart and you accidentally poop your pants, it's called a shart? I have really bad acid reflux, so a lot of the time I'll burp, but it'll be like throw up, you know, like a little bit of puke. I call it a mouth shart.
I had a joke like that. You remember when, I just found out the 2000s are called the aughts.
The aughts?
Yeah, have you heard that?
Yeah, the early aughts.
Yeah. I think we should have kept going with that. The 2010s could have... No, I messed it up. I think we should have kept going with that. The 2020s could have been the twats. And the 2030s could have been the thoughts. And those were the only two examples I had.
It's pretty good. The aughts. You ought to know. What else? Anything else been new?
I mean, whew, I just emptied the clip on that one.
Do we dare go straight to the hat this episode?
Well, tell me. So, also, feel free if you have old jokes that you're trying to retool. Anything you want to add to an old joke? I'm really just telling you that to make myself feel better about what I'm about to do.
No, it's great. I think that's part of it.
So, I had the dog bite joke, the finger in the dog's ass.
Yes.
And then a few episodes ago, I added reporting the dog.
Okay.
Why didn't you report the dog, Matt? Because if I report the dog, there's a chance it'll be put down. If I don't report it, there's a 100% chance I could do it on my own. And then I...
You're going to kill the dog?
Yeah, but then I follow it up with like, now I'm a guy who's like afraid of dogs. I was never that guy. Like, one of my friends suggested I should start running with pepper spray now in case of a dog attack. Which, what, now I have to be afraid of the dog raping me, too? And also, I don't want to carry pepper spray during my run. I'm already carrying my gun with me. I can't carry both. So, it was just some thoughts. Just some dog jokes.
I want to see you do all of that. I look forward to it.
I think that's great.
That's how I know it's not good, is when you say you can't wait to see it.
No, it is good. Don't think like that. I'm supportive of you. It's true.
I was walking in my neighborhood recently. I got bit by a dog. It was a pit bull. And it had my foot in its mouth for like 20 seconds. And pit bull's jaws are so strong that once they bite, there's really nothing you can do to get them to release. But I found out afterwards, it sounds weird, if you stick your finger in the pit bull's ass, it gets it to release its jaws. And that surprised me personally, because I'm pretty sure that's why the dog was biting me in the first place. So, my parents were like, Matt, you need to report the dog, all right? And I didn't report the dog, because if you report a dog for biting you, there's a chance they'll put it down. And if you don't report it, there's 100% chance you can do it on your own. So these are all just not very uplifting. This is pretty depressing for everybody. One of my friends said I should get pepper spray for when I go on my walks and my runs now in case a dog attacks me. I don't want to carry pepper spray on a walk. Now I have to worry that the dog's going to rape me, too. That's... too bad. Also, why would I carry pepper spray on a run? I am already carrying my gun with me, so that laugh hurts more than it helps.
Come on, I want to switch it up. Or right, here, I took the last one. I'll let you be the guy. Yeah.
Right. Weddings. Oh, weddings. Haven't been invited to many.
No? Why do you think that is?
Never been a best man. Never been a groomsman. You ever been a best man giving a speech?
No, I gave a speech at my brother's. I was kind of the best man. Yeah, but I was also the minister. So, you know. But it wasn't like a traditional wedding.
Would they bathe their feet in a bucket of water?
No, we just posted up on the beach in Traverse City, and I did that damn thing. And then we came back, and they rented out a hall, and we had, like, friends and family over for, like, the wedding.
As a comedian, do you... Because I personally get kind of annoyed anytime a wedding speech happens, because it's everybody's chance to do their first tight five.
Mm. Yeah, I think you want to keep them shorter, I think. And then I think it's better to go... from the heart over the jokes, probably.
Yeah. I feel like people, it's just turned into just making fun of. How did this guy end up with her? Am I right? Yeah. This brother?
He's a piece of shit.
Like, that's what happened true. To being genuine?
I don't know. People don't like public speaking.
What happened to weddings and churches? I feel like you don't see that anymore.
People don't like religion as much as they used to.
Well, there you have it, folks. Hot off the press. Can I tell you an old wedding joke, Ed?
Yeah.
So my brother... what was the joke? My brother's getting married, but I'm all out of vacation time at work, so I had never done this before. I had to make a fake doctor's note and send it to my brother to let him know I wouldn't be at the wedding.
My brother got married recently, and I was all out of vacation time for work, and so I'd never done this before. I made, like, a fake doctor's note, and I sent it to my brother to let him know I wouldn't be at the wedding. So none of that happened. So none of that was real.
I like it. It's cute. It's a nice, clean joke.
You sound like my dad. You're steering me towards the clean jokes.
No, I just...
The dark and the twisted.
It's not a bad... Just because it's not crazy doesn't mean it's a bad joke.
I'll tell you, I hate the darker and twisted they get, I hate them. I love the silly jokes like you have.
Yeah, a few of mine are silly. But I like that one. You've done it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, they used to be
this
staple in my act.
Pull the clip.
I didn't mean that all your jokes are silly.
No, I took it as a compliment. Some of my jokes are quite silly.
You touch on serious topics.
I like the silly ones more than... It's like half silly and then half jerk-off related jokes. What are you going to do, you know?
And folks, that Venn diagram is just a circle. Let me tell you.
Circle jerk. Do you have any other wedding?
That was my magnum opus. That was my Mona Lisa.
If you proposed, how would you do it? Would you do like a crazy thing?
No.
No? Keep it low key.
Oh, here's... God bless America. Here's another one. I feel like it's outdated, you know, the idea of... I've never believed in asking the girl's dad for permission. Mostly because I don't date women who have father figures in their life, so...
Good stuff.
I might need an oxygen mask here soon.
Damn. Yeah, I'm ordained, so a lot of people ask me to do their wedding. I've done 3. Yeah, I've done 3 now. One of them I dressed like a cowboy. That was pretty fun. I got to make up some stuff. I got to ad lib. I didn't tell anyone anything about the cowboy thing. And then the first, like, half of it, I was really serious. And then somewhere in the middle, I was like, and then you find your path. But when a cowboy walks the trail. And then, like, I read, like, a cowboy poem. It was kind of fun.
My dad sent me a picture of you in that cowboy outfit the other day.
What?
Like, just out of nowhere, he just sent me a screenshot of that a picture of you.
How did he, what did he find?
I think he was just creeping around. But I have it in my phone.
That's an honor. Nice.
So you've ordained 3 weddings.
My brother, his wife's sister, so my sister Taylor, and my cousin. Yeah. Yep.
I was fully awake and present for 2 of them, folks.
I was, yeah. One of them I was not. I was pretty juiced up for my brothers. But I got it done. I did a good job. I just strang a bunch of TV quotes together and movie quotes. I think at one point I'm like, you see that scoreboard up there? And I do like a Friday Night Lights type thing. I don't know. What am I doing? Yeah, weddings. I got a lot of weddings coming up. Everyone's starting to get married. I guess I'm at that age. But I can't afford it. So I'd like for people to not get married. That'd be great.
You got destination weddings. Hey, I grew up in... I was about to launch into a bit.
Go, yeah.
Destination weddings. I grew up in Michigan. Our destination was Wisconsin, you guys.
I've never done a destination wedding. Do you dance at weddings?
No.
No?
I don't dance at all.
Oh, really? Why not?
I just feel really uncomfortable. Do you?
If I'm sauced up, I'll get out there and I'll get crazy. I'll hide behind people, sneak out. The last wedding I was at, I kept asking the DJ to play Barbossa's Hungry. Which is, and then I kept, and then he said no, and he was like, stop asking me to play that. And I was like, okay, play White Flag. And then he wouldn't play that either. And then my really fun bit that you can try next time you're at a wedding. I recommend this to everybody. But every time a really popular song would come on, like I think the first time I did it was we were sitting down and their walkout song was like Let It Be or something like that. And I leaned over to the person next to me who I didn't know and I was like, do you have Shazam?
That's funny. That's good.
So then the whole night, whenever it was like a big hit, I'd be like, oh, did anyone got Shazam?
When I find myself.
The song's awesome. Yeah.
Got ring bearers. I'm trying to think of wedding stuff. Open bar.
God, I love an open bar. Yep. Used to drink a lot of Shirley Temples at weddings when I was a kid. Now in honor of that, whenever I go, I'll get a dirty Shirley.
I used to love those.
Dirty Shirley's? I like to think that you had to go sober because you were too hooked on Dirty Shirley's.
I mean, Yeah, I had the grenadine in one hand, the vodka in the other, waterfall in it.
Yeah, if the fucking liquor wouldn't kill you, the diabetes would.
No, nowadays at weddings, I'm just bouncing back and forth, grabbing Diet Cokes. Mm. I think they think I have a problem, which I do, but... Feels weird not tipping somebody for a Diet Coke. Like, I do sometimes, but yeah. They're like, oh, it's free. I'm like, all right.
Here's a buck. Diet Coke. Big Diet Coke guy. Well, are you going fish? Or, well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of wedding stuff. No one ever says the part where they're like, if anyone objects anymore.
Did they ever?
Yeah, people would say that. I definitely heard it when I was younger at weddings.
You heard people like, object?
No. Did anyone ever object? I'm sure at some point, but I meant like they used to say, now's the time if anyone objects to this union or whatever.
Then they quit saying it after I ruined my Aunt Kathy's wedding.
We're married to the game, man. That's it. That's all there is to it. My tummy's rumbling. It's hungry for jokes.
Let's feed some babies.
Let's do another one.
What do we have on weddings?
Should I not give up so quick?
Let's just... You got... Supreme, I know you have jokes. I know you do. I was the minister. Like, you have long hair. You're popular at weddings. You've been a minister 3 times, and they've called you in to be role play Jesus 4 times. It's weird seeing the minister at the open bar. You're slurring your words on stage. You're the Shazam thing was funny.
Yeah, but how would I do that as a joke? I can't do that.
Oh, what if it was like the wedding bells, like, dun, 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 dun. No, that's joy to the world.
I have a little trick for weddings. Get people to laugh around you. Next time the cha-cha slide comes on, pull out Shazam and just see if anyone around you notices. Just like be Shazamming it. And then if anyone says anything, be like, that's unbelievable.
That sucks because that is funny, but it's hard to make into a joke.
Maybe if I did jokes about, like, what if it was like, you know, this is the part of the show where I have a few tips for you guys, and that was one of them.
Okay.
And what the other tips could be like, anytime you're at a restaurant and the person and you order fish and they hand it down, you gotta say to the waiter, "Wish I would have been there when you reeled it in."
You used to use that one.
Well, I would say it when I was a waiter. I'd be like, "You should have seen me reel it in," and people would like that. It's a pretty specific tip.
So just.
What are some tips I could give the people? Oh, I used to do this as a joke, but I could say, I have a tip for you guys. From now on, when I go to the movies, I no longer get the extra large popcorn. I'll only get the small bucket of popcorn because I got tired of cutting a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, and then my date doesn't eat enough popcorn. So now I get the small bucket, so, you know, just after a few bites. She knows it's there.
The salt stings after a while.
Yeah.
Also, butter?
Yeah.
Low-key a good lube.
I used to tag it. I'd be like, you just end up with a $15 buttery dick for no reason. You're going through the line with all like the little seasonings, and you're like, no cheddar cheese! I never use that part, but maybe I should. It's great, though, because at a lot of comedy clubs, they'll serve popcorn, so every once in a while, you can be like,
from now on, though, a little bit of advice. I will no longer buy the extra large popcorn. I will.
Where do you think this is going?
Oh, yeah.
Come to all my shows. Oh, no longer buy the extra large popcorn. I'll only buy the small popcorn. They got tired of cutting a hole in the bottom of it. And the person you're with doesn't finish the popcorn? Just feel like a $15 buttery dick. Bullshit. You've done it!
Maybe if I did all those tips in a row, then people would be a little more on my side with the Shazam thing. Next time you're out and the popular song comes on, just pull out your Shazam and be like, maybe not.
I feel like I used to. What is it called? The minister?
Ordained minister, yeah.
Officiated. I officiated three weddings. I got kicked out because I kept calling fouls because I ejected my sister's family because I kept blowing a whistle really loud. It's like you're
officiating
a referee. God damn.
Officiated three weddings. I'm surprised I got to do three because every time I'd be like,
you're out of here. Technical foul.
He is safe to get married. Sexually. I got nothing for weddings.
Nothing? There's something buried deep down that you want to say, but... Band or DJ?
Band. DJ. I don't know. Both?
My brother was getting married. How do I say it? He couldn't decide between a band or a DJ. So I ended up getting banned from the wedding. Something like that. We ended up with both. A DJ. And he got banned.
Wait,
for...
there's something there.
The DJ got banned for grabbing my sister's ass.
No, my brother came up to me and he was like, band? And I was like, ooh, or DJ. And he was like, no, you're banned.
Yeah, there it is.
You can't come to the wedding.
That's
yours,
good.
You said
no,
it.
No, that's yours.
No, you said it. You said
no.
It. You said it.
You just came up with the punchline.
You said all those words. You just said it.
I threw out the words band or DJ, and you came up with... You, for some reason, I know I throw stuff out, and it locks in perfectly when you word it. Like, I sit there and stare at stuff for weeks, and then in 2 seconds, you lock it in. Band? Nah, DJ. No, you're banned. Get the fuck out of my wedding.
I mean, I'll try it. It's going to bomb.
What? You just said it was good.
It's good in your voice.
My brother is getting married, and he came up to me, and he goes... band? And I go, or DJ? And he goes, no, band. You're banned. You can't come.
All right, that's a fucking wedding.
We just came up with one. That might be... Day. All right.
That was the joke baby coming to life. You gotta spank it.
Do we grab another?
I'm down.
Or do you have some babies that are
just
waiting?
Grab it. They're all mixed up. They don't move when I flop it around in front of you. It does not say food.
That one said food. Doctor visits. So I was getting my annual physical recently, and my doctor, he told me I was the easiest person he ever got blood from, which made me feel good. He didn't have to even use a needle. He just took some from my urine sample.
I got a colonoscopy when I was like 22. And everyone was always like, you're pretty young to get a colonoscopy. And I always be like, yeah. And I didn't even have anything going on. I'm pretty sure I was the first person to get a colonoscopy only to find out they have anxiety.
Oh, because you get anxious and you poop?
Mm-hmm. I have a really anxious tummy. I feel like there's something there, maybe.
I got a colonoscopy when I was 22, and afterward, the doctor told me that I have anxiety.
I have a really anxious stomach. I've shit a lot my whole life. I actually got a colonoscopy to figure out what was going on, and I was the first person to get a colonoscopy only to find out they have anxiety.
Oh, he told me it was most likely due to anxiety. I was like, then why did you put me under and stick the camera up my ass?
I have a tattoo on my butt that says laughter is the cure. And I was dating a girl at the time, and you have to have someone go with you when you are done, because you have to like get driven home because you get put under. And you also have to fart before you can leave because of like... that they like do all that shit to you. I don't know. And they have to make sure that it's all working. So I was like still coming out of the anesthesia, and like, I guess they were like, okay, you got to fart. And I was like, I farted. And they were like, no, you didn't. And I was like, you're right. But I just did. And they were like, yeah, you got to fart. Like, you can't go. But like, I didn't want to fart because I had never farted in front of this girl that I was
seeing. Oh, shit.
She was like, I kept just going, okay, you got me. You got me. Okay, I farted. And they're like, yeah, like, yeah. So eventually I had to fart. And then she also told me that they, it says laughter's a cure. They were like, oh, laughter's a cure, huh? And I was like, apparently fucking not. Or I wouldn't have to have a camera in my ass.
Did you eventually rip it?
Yeah, yeah. I had
to. Was it really loud?
I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah.
You had a colonoscopy pretty young. I had my first prostate exam when I was like 14.
Mm. Who'd you give it to?
Myself.
That dog that bit you.
I don't know if dogs do have prostates. They must.
You could do that. You could do that after you tell the dog joke. You could be like, I got my first, or I had my first, what's it called?
Prostate exam?
Prostate exam when I was 14. Gave it to that dog that bit me.
I kind of do that.
Do-do?
Do-do. I transition it into my joke about the male G-spot.
Mm. All right. All right. Other doctor's visits. You ever broken anything?
Yeah, I've broken 7 bones.
Really? Why?
I broke my left arm twice, broke my right arm once, and broke my ankle.
And were there any of them fun?
I mean, it's... No.
Like, none of them are good stories?
I mean, a swing set, football practice. My older brother, I beat him in a ping pong game, and he was really mad at me, so he beat the shit out of me, and then he tripped me, and I landed on my arm and broke both bones. And then I came home from the hospital and we just hugged each other and he cried. We both cried. Then my ankle, I was hammered. I was walking home from a bar. Slipped down a hill and hit my foot on the curb. Broke 3 bones in my ankle.
So you've broken your arm, your wrist?
Left arm twice. Right arm once. Sounds like Battleship. and 3 bones in my ankle.
Yikes. And doctor's visits weren't fun. Nothing crazy happened.
I mean, I'm
trying to jog my memory of like me being an, I never broke anything. I had to go to the doctor. I almost had to get stitches on my finger. I remember this is how my dad knew that I smoked weed. because I cut myself at the welding shop. And then when I did it, like, I was trying to turn this, like, gear, like, the screw to make this gear go, and I cut my, it, like, finally gave out, and I punched this gear, and it, like, split my finger open, and my dad looked at me and was like, leave now, don't say anything to anyone, because if you get hurt on the job, you get drug tested.
Mm.
And I was like, okay. Yeah.
So he totally knew. It's funny, just the idea you're wearing, like, a hemp necklace, and you have your long hair. You're like, wait, he knows? How'd you know, Dad?
I remember I was trying to figure out if my cousin, me and my brothers were like, oh, I wonder if our cousin smokes. And I was like, oh, I just got to ask him a bunch of questions. And they're like, all right. And then we got to like the family event. I was like, so what's up, man? You like Bob Marley? My brothers are like dying laughing. I'm like, so you seen a... Pineapple Express? Just trying to, like, get him to admit that he smokes weed. Didn't work. Unsuccessful mission. Doctor's office. I remember one time I went to get a physical, and I was, like, 19 or 20, and the doctor was like, hey, just so you know, we have some people training. Is it okay if it's not, like, they come in? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then he came in with, like, four really hot, like, young girls. And he was like, all right, drop your pants. And I was like.
This actually happened?
Yeah, and I just remember leaving, like, just wishing that I had, like, shaved before. So it would have looked a little bigger.
The wiener dog.
Yeah, yeah. That did actually happen, yeah. I was like.
I warned the ladies beforehand, I'm a grower, not a shower. And then they still act all shocked when they saw my rock hard boner. I've always wanted to do a joke about the dermatologist, because like when they check my moles, they remind me of police officers. Mm. They're like, they get out the flashlight. They're like, turn around. Then they say the darker the color, the more suspicious they are. Because darker colored moles are suspicious. You've heard that.
You've done that joke?
No.
You've never done it?
No, but you haven't you heard that moles?
Yes. Like, that's a suspicious mole. I understand.
Mole. Okay.
You're acting like you're not trying to make a race joke.
Well, I felt you pulling back on me.
Well, no, I was just like, ooh, you know.
I didn't know if we wanted that type of... We don't want that type of energy on this pod.
I saw my dermatologist, and my dermatologist reminds me a lot of a police officer when he checks my moles. He gets out his flashlight, and he tells me to turn around, and then he says, the darker color they are, the more suspicious. So, suspicious moles. All right. That was... Oof.
Not good. Pure shock value.
No, I think you do. I think you try it. I do. Okay, what else? Okay, so that's one doctor joke. Or did I think of a doctor joke? No, I didn't.
Oh, your colonoscopy. Wasn't there something? You got a colonoscopy when you were 22?
Oh, I was the first person to get a colonoscopy to find out they have anxiety. Is that funny? I can try it. We'll let the audience.
Told you had anxiety.
I always thought that it would be kind of funny to, like, I remember I told my dad when I got out, because I went and got to the doctor and found out that I had sleep apnea, like the sleep doctor, and a deviated septum. And I was like, you know, Dad, I hate going to the doctor, because I went to the doctor and I found out I have deviated septum and I have sleep apnea. Which really sucked, because before I went there, I didn't have a deviated septum or sleep apnea.
That's funny.
Yeah. I would try that.
The doctor's just finding out stuff you don't want to know.
Before that, I was fine. Now I'm scared I'm going to die in my sleep every night. It's no good. I would try that.
I hate going to the doctor. I went to a sleep doctor like a few months ago. And I found out I have sleep apnea, and I also have a deviated septum, which was really annoying, because before I went to the doctor, I didn't have a deviated septum or sleep apnea. Okay.
I'll try that one.
Is that an old one that you're dusting off?
No, I've never done that. I just thought of it. Because it's a thought I've had a few times when I think about the doctor.
I always wanted to do a joke about medication side effects where it's like you get a medication from the doctor and you go in, you're like, I've been having a lot of side effects, you know, suicidal thoughts, diarrhea, dizziness. They're like, yeah, sometimes dizziness can be a side effect.
That's funny.
That's probably been done a million times.
No. I thought you were going to be like, anything else? You're like, no, I haven't even gotten to the side effects yet.
Oh, I thought we were just talking here.
No. That's funny. You don't like it?
Did you have an annual physical growing up?
Or, sorry, one second. You could be like, I started taking this thing and the doctor told me that it could cause diarrhea, depression, and vomiting. Or no, not vomiting. Like sore knees. And you're like, oh great, now I'm going to have double sore knees, double vomiting, and double diarrhea.
Double diarrhea?
Yeah, I always had to go get physicals. I told you about how the one time I went to get a physical and I didn't have underwear on. She was like, come, when I come back, be in your underwear. And then she came back and I was just in jeans. And she was like, cowboy in it? And I was like, yeah. Pretty cool.
That's some snappy dialogue.
I remember, I don't know. My brother broke his arm once. I remember I had to run across the street and knock on a person's door and ask them to use their phone because we didn't have cell phones. A little trip into memory lane. I split my friend Brad's hand in half. I threw an interception in football and he was like, quit throwing like a bitch. And then the next play, I threw a football as hard as I could. And it went right between his fingers and it split his hand.
Oh, my God.
And I remember he looked at it and he looked at us and he went, do you think my dad will stop at McDonald's? And we were like, you're nuts.
He had to get it sewed up, right?
Mm-hmm. And we would call him the Lobster Boy. He was the Lobster Boy.
Well, that's a dang good throw you had.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like my Bo Jackson story. Splitting them. Could have happened to anyone. Yeah. I don't know. Could be a short one. We got a
doctors.
Few. We got a few in the tank.
Don't you hate when
we got a few doctor jokes.
They put their fingers on your balls and have you and you cough.
Yeah, I do hate that. Yeah. But,
I was trying to think of a joke.
I hate it when the doctor is like, turn your head and cough, and I'm like, it's pretty hard with your balls in my mouth. And I'm pretty sure my gag reflex is working.
That reminds me of an old Louis joke. He's like, don't you hate it when you go to fart and you accidentally shit on your father's face? And everyone on the bus is like, whoa, what are you doing, man? You're like, I thought it was a fart. And they're like, oh, all right. That's funny.
Okay. We'll see.
That would be funny just telling that like out of nowhere. Yeah. You're set, no setup or anything. Just don't you hate when you're at the doctor?
I'll try it. I'll fucking try it. I'll try anything, man, because it's joke, baby, and we thought of a joke on the spot, and if it works, it works.
I hate when you go to get a physical, and the doctor tells you to turn your head and cough, and you're like, that's kind of hard with your balls in my mouth. Yeah. You know, it sounds more like, that's kind of hard with your balls in my mouth.
Let us know what you think. Tell us you love us. Keep watching. Watch the old ones. They're great. And look forward to some guests.